It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Go all over social media. You're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching than crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm super excited to be back here on another fitness podcast with y'all. And listen, I'm having a great week so far, man. Killing it in the gym. I think I'm going too hard in the gym. For real. My body said, where my button at? There you go. Yeah, my body said, you need to sit down. But it's all good, man. Anyway, man, I'm excited to be here. We're going to have another great show. This show right here is off the hook, man. It's black men. I'm just going to give y'all a hint. Black men got to get it together. Black men got to get it together. But anyway, man, with all that being said, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering why I got to hit the like button for this ninja right here with no matching headphones, with a matching shirt that don't match the couch, that don't match the pillows. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button as well, and shout out to the best playback gang on YouTube, aka the PBG. Playback gang, I need y'all to hit the like button. And you can't be playback gang if you don't leave a comment. So let us know, let the fam know that you got on the show, you watched. A lot of y'all playback gang and y'all ain't say nothing, so we don't know that you exist. All you gotta do is comment, and we appreciate y'all. And listen, with all that being said, before I talk to the fam, listen, Form Police, shout out to the Form Police. What is the Form Police? The form police, if you never heard of the form police, those are the people who go on every workout video and tell you your form sucks. They don't have a profile picture. They don't have any videos of them working out. They don't have any proof that they even lift weights or do any type of working out.
Nope.
So don't listen to the form police if they ever come on your videos. And now that the page is growing and the podcast is growing, we got a lot of form police bitching in my comments. So shout out to the form police. And then, ladies, we're gonna talk to the guys today, but we're gonna talk to the ladies too. Ladies, we gotta have a talk. Just because a woman says something and you're a woman as well does not mean she's right.
Nope.
If she says something stupid, hey, then she just says something stupid.
Nope.
It doesn't make you stupid. She just says something stupid. It doesn't even make her stupid. But we got to stop defending women because they're women, okay? She can be wrong, just like men can be wrong, all right? All that's cool? Well, then let's talk to the fam and see how the fam is doing before we get this episode started. Dom DeMarco. Wicked, what up? How many times a week do I work out? 5 times. Jennifer, what up? See you tomorrow. Joe Thomas, can't read that. I saw it, but I'm not talking about it. Jenny, what's up? The coolest, coldest, dopest. Unk, this spider. Come on, y'all. Bro. Coach Pro Fitness, what up? Seth, what up? Through this wretched ass podcast, man. Pumpkin spice protein is better than any other flavor, Unk, honestly. And next year, about to be our year for the cowboy. I just know it. Okay. I don't think I've had pumpkin spice protein. Lotus, what up? That's why I work out twice a week. Now, full body style to give myself more time to rest. Not be in the gym every day like a dude with no life. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say dudes in the gym got no life, you know. Some dudes just like to go to the gym before they start their day. What's going on, Mike? Been dealing with car issues, but I'm already strong, bro. Mixed by in the building, AI Marty in the intro. Look like Jazz off of Fresh Prince. You're out of here.
Strike 3, you're out.
Jay Sharp, what up?
He's back!
Lizzie in the building. Lizzie, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Spider-Man's goal is resident foreign police. I've rarely gotten foreign police, but I've gotten fake weights accusations because I'm lifting weights they can't. Just block them. Yeah, man. Yeah. Joe Thomas, you good, bro. I mean, the time is going to come one day, Joe, where we can talk about all that shit. Right now ain't the time. Right now ain't the time. It's a lot of shit I want to talk about. Which one you get the most likes and views on, YouTube or IG? Probably IG. Jenny, you have to give us a Jenny community L. I got a Jenny community L for y'all. I got a Jenny community L. And it's bad, too. It's really bad, Jenny. It's bad. But before we get to Jenny community, we got black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Let's get to it. This woman says she used to be a man... magnet.
What?
She used to be a man magnet.
What?
And we're going to talk about that. And of course, we relate everything to fitness here. So let's check out a man magnet. Make sure y'all hit the like button and let's get this thing going.
You wouldn't know it, but I used to be a man magnet. This is the truth.
Stop the cap.
Posting pictures of my belly. Because, you know, most women show they behind. So, you know, nobody really shows love for women with big bellies.
Listen, I'm going to just let it play.
So I started taking lingerie pictures, looking all good. I got up to almost 200,000 followers, you know.
And that's the problem right there. Someone like this can grow a following. She doesn't even realize the detriment that we're doing to her. Well, let me not say we. She doesn't realize the detriment people are doing to her by supporting her. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. And not that women will get this big, but women will see this. Sorry, ladies. I love y'all. But women will see this and be like, well, she getting money. She getting followers. I could just stay 200 pounds.
Nope.
Yes, this mindset affects other people. I train a lot of women. I hear dumb shit all the time. Not now, but in my younger days. But it's ridiculous.
And it went from me just taking pictures to me actually, they want to see me get bigger. And so I got into feederism.
Whoa. She got into what?
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
I never heard a black woman say feederism.
Men were paying me to watch me eat on camera. So a guy one day, he sent me like $200 to buy food. I'm like, what? You know, you want to see me eat on camera? I get $200 just to eat a meal. That's something I was going to do anyway.
You guys,
you get what
sick.
I'm saying? And so it went from there. They want to see me, you know, can you get a 12-piece chicken? You know, can you get eat all 12 pieces with grease everywhere? They specify exactly what they want.
Come on, man. This is sad, man.
To the point where you just bloated and you burping and they want to see all of that. Oh my goodness, I'm so hungry. Big food day for me would be a big breakfast, and then within hours, I'm hungry again.
All right, we're not watching this whole thing, but America's cooked, man.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, and it's like I always tell y'all, man, it gets glorified here in America. People are praised for getting bigger, and you can monetize it. You can monetize a shitty lifestyle. You can monetize being unhealthy. You can monetize gluttony, gorging yourself, not doing anything, being lazy, whatever you want to call it. It's ridiculous, man. And I know this isn't most women. This isn't extreme. But like I said, women see this and they think where they at is okay. Right? If she could get men to pay her to do that, I could get men to pay me. I'm not. Forget them. What am I get a gym membership for? I ain't going to the gym. I ain't working out.
Nope.
A ninja going to love this belly.
Belly.
A ninja gonna love these ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
It is the bar is just so low, man. It's super sad. And listen, man, I hate to see it, you know, because I have these conversations firsthand with people. And they always look for a reason to stay the same. They always look for a reason not to self-improve, right? And unfortunately, I don't know who this woman is. I don't know how old she is, and I don't know when this was taken, but that woman probably not going to make it to 60 years old at that rate. Probably not going to make it to 60. And, you know, this is a thing we talk about all the time on the podcast. Don't let some man's fetish or some man's ignorance keep you big as hell. That's very ignorant. That makes absolutely no sense. And I'm telling you right now, and I got the proof in the pudding. Don't think I'm coming on here saying this without proof. You know, these guys, I'm telling you, you're not the first option. And I'm going to show y'all in a few minutes why y'all aren't the first option, staying big as hell. Don't listen to them. Listen to us. Listen to the source. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. Where we at in these comments, man? Them BBWs effed up your suspension. Oh, Mark Carter, what up? I know you effing lying. Nah, fam, stop playing. Say what?
What?
When did she used to be a man magnet? In high school? Never.
Nope.
If she's telling the truth, she's not. No, that was she talking about men paying her to eat is a man magnet. Feederism is a kink. Yeah, that's, I never thought we would hear that word again. Spider Mo follows her. Okay. Feederism is a kink. I got y'all, man, because y'all put it in there twice.
My name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink.
Wild. They were trying to take Shorty out the game. Man, she definitely smelled like Big Back Funk. Astra, what up? The gluttony is gross. The bar is in hell at this point. She got people paying her to kill herself. Crazy. The bar is lower than hell's basement. Cancel your subscription for her paid page. At least one person here is paying for her expenses. Who is it? Everyone's saying Spider-Mo. I think it's Spider-Mo. She's full of shit unless she has some old desperate dudes out there. It's possible, man. With all that being said, let's keep this episode going. So when I tell y'all this like and this lust and fetish for big women is fake, probably 98% of the time, I'm about to show you right here. I'm about to show you right here. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Call 44, you free the action.
No. Watch the reaction. Watch. So you see the friend. So if you listen on the audio, basically, friend was recording his boy talking to a big girl.
Big back activity.
When the friend caught him recording, he was like, why are you recording? He got out the way real quick. He moved out the way. He ain't want nobody to see him talking to a big girl.
Big back activity.
And that's what I'm saying, bruh. People do this shit on the low. If you go to a nice restaurant, you're not going to see. This is just the reality. And ladies, you got to take some pride in your health and some health in yourself. Hold on, that was a bar right there. When you go to nice restaurants, I'm talking nice ass restaurants. You don't see an abundance of big back women in there.
Big back activity.
You don't see people taking them out in public. They're sneaking these big women in the cut and doing stuff with them in the cut. All right. So just think about that. I know it's a cold world out here. I know it sound mean. I know it make men sound bad, but that's just the reality. So get on top of your game, and it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Michael Hawkins and Lotair be cashing her out. Okay. A dusty cheetah and a hippo near a McDonald's. Ninjas will crack fat girls, but they don't want nobody to know. McDonald's would be in the background. That's not really your friend if he's recording you talking to a woman, regardless of if she's as skinny as a centipede or as big as a bullfrog. True. But he probably told his friend, hey, bro, don't do that. And I'm saying, don't waste your time. Don't do that. And his friend was too horny and corny. Spider-Mo, you fly her out to Dubai and surprise. Well, that's crazy. Big backs get Arby's in Boston Market. You got to lose weight to level up to Cheesecake Factory. Shout out to the Best Fitness Podcast out ADM. What up? He said, don't post me on your page and you know I got to go. Boston Market. I'm not sure if it's still around, bro. Why big joints always want ass-length braids? Wow. You guys are crazy. Anyway, man, hey, make sure I hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going. We know we have the whole SNAP benefits situation being taken away from people. And listen, I'm not here to get political. Not here to get political. I'm here to point out some bullshit. I'm just here to point out that people was buying bullshit food with the SNAP benefits. We're not getting political today. All right. Maybe on Friday we'll get political. But let's check this out. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And let's see if this lady's telling the truth.
Really bad.
Danielle Grant is starving.
I know. I'm trying to see if I can get some food. Because we literally don't have anything to eat today.
All right, listen, I hate to do this to this sister right here. This sister is not starving.
Stop the cap.
This sister is not starving.
Stop the cap.
I'm not trying to hear it, okay? I'm not trying to hear it. And listen, I hope this, you know, the SNAP benefits thing, I know it's people that actually benefited from it and actually needed it. So, of course, we don't like them to lose it. But listen, man, I hope this right here is a wake-up call for people. Maybe people will change their ways. Probably not. I don't think so. Maybe some people will. But to sit here and say that you've been starving, and you know she's 5'3", 300, 5'3", 400, cut the bullshit.
Stop the cap.
Hey, tomorrow. So we're going to try to make ends meet and we can.
Desperate for food, nowhere to go. Grant and many others got to the Hope Line today just to make an appointment to come.
I thought they told me if food run out, fat people going to be okay. And skinny people going to starve to death. That's what I was told, but now it's starving.
Back later in the week for food. Resources are slim, leaving 40% of Bronxites without money to feed themselves. Some still in shock.
You heard things before, but it's like, they're not going to let people starve. That's ridiculous, you know? But it's like, no, that's literally like what's happening.
We hope the food pantries.
You know she got food in the house, okay? Baby, you are not starving. You're not starving. We're not buying that, all right? It ain't no way, all right? And what's crazy to me is we had the girl on a couple weeks ago talking about healthy food is expensive. I mean, food in general is expensive, yada, yada, yada. That's why she can't get in shape. But what I don't understand is it costs less money if you eat less food. If you're starving, you should be in a caloric deficit. So these women, these people are still eating junk. They're still gorging themselves. What I think is they're saying starving because they don't have the abundance of snacks. They don't have the abundance of the bullshit food, right? They can't just gorge themselves on snacks. They can't be a glutton pretty much. So I think that's where the issue is. And to them, that is starving because clearly these people need less food. And then there was a post the other day saying the average person on SNAP benefits is 211 pounds. I didn't react to it or post it because I don't know where they got the stat from. I couldn't make sure it was legit. Maybe it is legit. But if that is true, it just highlights the problem we have in America even more. This is getting ridiculous, man. So, shorty, cut the bullshit out talking about you starving, because we know you got, it's Thanksgiving coming up, and we know you got all types of food in the house.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
We know you got all that in the crib, so don't, you're not about to sit here and fool us, okay? You getting money from somewhere, because there's a lot of Popeyes.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
And a lot of drive-thrus going on to get built like that.
It's Wendy's.
So you ain't fooling me. All right? And it is what it is. If you don't have to tell the truth, you know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going. We got one more video before we get to the, before we go comment surfing, because the comment surfing is crazy today. All right? I had to warm y'all up first, but let me get in these comments. And where we at? Starving, yeah, she's starving. She needs some food.
Damn.
She can be in hibernation for 6 months and be fine. 6 months? Bro, you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
See you on Friday, Wicked. Starving my tush? How dare you, Jenny?
How dare you?
Starving my tush. I've never heard that. She's starving? I know you lying.
Stop the cap.
The news anchor is saying that starving shit with a serious tone is dirty work. Oh, yeah, these news people know exactly what they're doing. She can afford to miss a week's worth of food and just drink water. Her system can use the break. Spider-Mo might be cooked with the shutdown. That's crazy, bro. Her freezer and deep freezer are fully stocked. Absolutely.
Big back activity.
I ain't seen one skinny chick complain about Snap, but this is a fitness podcast. Nah, real shit. Real talk, I haven't seen it either. I have not seen it yet. Low tier, oh man, here y'all go, man. Snap snacks. What's up, Steph? The Kobe special, lentils, quinoa, and chickpeas. A bag of each lasts 4 days and costs $3. They not getting that, Jenny. You know she got cheesesteak egg rolls in her pocket. I got Snap since I work for myself and a recent graduate. I usually use it to get meat since it's the most expensive thing to get. Literally, I have a backup budget for emergencies. I mean, hey, thank you for the insight, brother. But that's the thing. It's all about how you use it. And you know these people were abusing it. Kool-Aid, Capri Suns, Huggies, all types of big back shit.
Big back activity.
She gonna call low-tier Michael Hawkins and her other man for lunch and bill money. Y'all wild. She got Pop-Tarts and honey buns in her pockets. Notice all the chicks complain about Snap and the chicks who normally vote for, one party over the other look exactly the same. Another story for another day. I don't swear, which is why I said tush and not the A word. Got you. That's why I can't watch the news. I seen a few skinny, but they were Jenny skin tone. Oh, man. All right. Let me get this one video out the way so we can comment, sir. And ladies, we're going to shift the conversation to the men. All right. So, ladies, y'all made it through this session. I'll give y'all a round of applause. No trolls for the ladies session. No trolls for the ladies session. We're going to shift the conversation to fellas. And we're going to see how this body shaming shit doesn't work for the guys.
I can get out of my motherfucking DM about what I said on motherfucking Facebook. No, I don't want no wide hip fat ass man. Bitch, I'm fat. Bitch, I got hips and breasts. Bitch, you got hips and breasts. What the fuck exactly is we finna do?
Oh, God.
Oh, brother, well, this guy stinks!
You can't be fat as a man. I mean, it's gonna work for some guys, but it's definitely a double standard here. So, fellas, we gotta step it up physically. Get our shit together, get in the gym, because there's too many men built like aunties nowadays. And there's too many excuses for it, number one. And number two, guys, we need to get some fucking standards, because the comment section that we're about to go through are absolutely ridiculous. And you guys are, I usually blame the women the most for their weight. I usually blame the women the most for their obesity. But I'm shifting the percentage more to the guys, and you'll see why in a second. Let's get to these comment sections, because we're going to comment surf, And it's ridiculous out here. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Seth cleaned it up for real. We won't get Marty canceled. We can't get Marty canceled. Yeah. If I get demonetized on this app, I'm cooked. All right, guys. I'm cooked. One more strike on TikTok, I'm cooked. So we got to be careful, guys. They want to go chunk funking at the buffet. Yeah, we got to be careful. All right, so we got this video here. This joint is ridiculous. Give me a second while I pull it up. Make sure I hit the like button for your boy. And listen, let's keep it going. Hold up. We got some another comment. I don't disagree, but I do find it funny when chicks who have been the beneficiaries of body positivity propaganda are quick to tell men they're too fat and need to lose weight. Insane. What y'all finna do is change your lifestyle. I'll give you a for that one, Mike. All right, let's pull this screen up. Did I pull up the Instagram one first? Yes. Let's check it out, man. All right, we got this video here. It says, when you link with the girl who has no full body pics on her Instagram. Let's check it out. So let's see what happens when you link with the girl with no full body pics. Oh, she ends up being a torta. She ends up being a bigger girl. Right? So it's the joke is basically saying, if a girl has no pictures on her Instagram, she's a big joint. Right? She's a bigger girl. This comment section is diabolical. God damn. This comment section is full of thirsty ass ninjas. God damn. Let's check it out. Ninja, I'm still hitting, and she brought Wingstop. Y'all ninjas are cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You never beaten the rainbow allegations. Shorty got a wagon. So because he doesn't want that, he's rainbow.
No, did he, you know?
And we wonder why, listen, and we have dumbass dudes that are going to believe this. If I don't like that, they gonna call me No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Shut your dumb ass up. What's wrong with you?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We got too much groupthink in America, number one, but too much groupthink in the black community. Man, think for yourself. What kind of sense does that make? She pulled up with an ankle brace. Ideal body type right there. And that's why our women are 56% obese. Because you say this is the ideal body type. This woman is probably, what, 22, 23, 24 years old and 40% body fat. And guys talking about that's the ideal body type. Guys, wake the fuck up and start caring about the health of yourself and start caring about the health of the women in your life or the women you choose in your life. I mean, I don't expect you to care about all the women, but at least the women you choosing and dealing with. Fellas got to step their shit up. She bad on my mama. I'm cracking with precision.
Nope.
Ladies, again, if you decide to keep the weight on for these dumbass ninjas out here.
Ninjas.
This is what they're thinking about. They thinking about using you and abusing you. That's it. That's it. So ladies, you do what you want. Your body, your choice, right? That's what it is. Your body, your choice. Do what you want. Just say you ain't got the right size hot dog for them buns, brother. D-shaming. D-shaming. D-shaming men. And she's pretty as fuck and brought you Wingstop. What are you complaining about? Listen, man. This did not hit his target audience. I swear it's the ones that think they fine. F you mean, drop. I don't know what that means. Ninjas need to learn how to type. The men in these comments, I'll take her off your hands, buddy. Stressed out until I read the comments. She looks good. What you mean? He definitely gay because she decent. No Diddy shaming.
No Diddy, you know.
Congrats on Rainbow. Still going to crack. Man, move. You can't handle that. D-shaming. The black community is
I'm
done.
Not going to say what hey, race, listen, what people. Listen.
If you, the black community is cooked. There's no going back. Okay. If you want to be fit, you got to think for yourself. Exit the community. Okay. You can still love the family. You still go to Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that. But as far as your mentality, you have to exit the community. You have to think differently. I mean, this is ridiculous, bro. And this is probably most of the people in the black community, most of the men in the black community that think like this. You ninjas are gay if you think she not fine. Ninja gay. Her body is tea. Her body's tea, though. just say you don't like girls. Man, pass that over here. Girls with this build will grip you like you never been gripped before. Y'all ain't a munch like me. I'd still knock it down. Yo. Yo.
Oh, brother. Yo. This guy stinks.
You are gay. You don't need to hide this shit. I'm tearing it down. Pass the ball if you ain't going to shoot. She's stacked and about to give you the best gawk gawk you ever had. Ladies, this is what they think. This is what they think. They think about back shots and gawk gawk when they telling you to stay thick.
Big back activity.
When they telling you to keep them ankles thick, that's what they think about.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms.
Ladies,
early.
Ladies, y'all sit here and flex. Yeah, these ninjas is on me. Yada, yada, yada. This is what they think about you. Yo, there's only but so much we can do in this community, all right? Fitness mindset doesn't exist in the black community. A high standard for health, a high standard for body composition does not exist in our community. And no, I'm not saying you got to have a six pack and you got to be chiseled and da-da-da-da. I ain't 12% body fat. I ain't even saying all that. But just understand, people are going to encourage you to stay big, to stay overweight, and they're going to discourage you to improve if you want to improve. Sad case, and we hate to see it, and it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Crazy, bro. It is crazy out here. Where we at in these comments, man? Where we at? I think we right here. Why would you try to meet a woman with no pics from IG without trying to see what she looks like? That makes no sense. Well, Instagram is a dating app now, you know? Is that an ankle monitor? I think it was. I don't know about you guys, but if I eat, the last thing I'm worried about is effing. I just want to lay my big back ass down for a while. They're going to call you gay.
First of all,
that's past.
They're going to call you gay, Wicked. I would be like, nah, I'm not Spider-Mo shorty. He four doors down. The obese sisters can't think for themselves, but are supposed to be the most educated. Oh, buddy. Don't get me canceled.
Break free, you're up.
My car to take it back to the Bronx. See you Friday. Take that shit back to the Bronx, Mark. All the dudes talking shit in that comment section have got to be hood rat dudes as usual. Oh, drop the profile account. I knew what the at meant, but I didn't know what FN meant. F Ninja. See, Gen Z got to teach me this shit. Thanks, brother. I think that was it too. The comment servant is my favorite and least favorite part of the show. Painful. Yeah, we're not done yet. We got more comments to go through. What the fuck is Wicked? You ask this every show, bro. We tell you what T mean every show, brother. Come on, man. Hit her midsection with the Wingstop bag like she does in all her other pics. I left this community in mindset a long time ago. Yeah, save yourself, black man.
Nope.
They said black man can't do that.
Nope.
We have to think that these women are supposed to stay big, and that's a real woman. That's what we supposed to think, Jay Sharp. I'm glad my target audience ain't a bunch of street people. Facts. Look, bro, I ain't saying a girl built like that is the type I'm going to cut, but shorty is straight for the stroke. Like, let's be real. Okay, well, Seth, you take it back to PG County. All right, take a trip up 495 because you're done for the day. See you on Friday, buddy.
Break free, you're up.
This is the equivalent of women preferring dad bods. Everyone lying. Will you crack since she already over there, though? Spider-Mo, you take your ass back to Southeast. Oh, yeah, I'm arresting all y'all today. Y'all ain't getting away with this behavior. 90 days and I could turn Shorty into a beast, she wouldn't do it though. She probably wouldn't. I'm sending her home while keeping the wing stop. Mike Hawkins, I'm on the roof. Stop welling. Those comment ninjas are lost causes at this point, just dusty behavior. And we not done comment surfing. What you expect ninjas to do? Wait until she drop 45 pounds to clap cheeks? Hey, y'all do what y'all do, man. Y'all do y'all thing. Just don't try to throw me in there like, yeah. Right, Marty? What would you do, Marty? Listen, don't throw C Marty up in there, man.
C Marty! All right?
You ain't never gonna catch me saying some shit like that, all right? I don't believe dudes are pulling women off IG on a consistent basis like that. They can't even talk to women in real life, and yet they're getting women off IG. Listen, man, IG is crazy. It happens, bro. Don't ask how I know, but it happens. I forget what T is. Yeah, T is just saying, like, the body looks good, bro. That's it. See you Friday, Seth. She a been in row 9 in a Gold's Gym, too. Everyone getting kicked out. Seth, stop arresting yourself every episode. You heard Jenny, Seth. You got to chill.
How dare you?
And we're going to go to the same post, but on TikTok. Because this comment section was a disaster on TikTok as well. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Because, yeah, it's crazy. This is the same post. Yeah, same thing. All right, we're going to scroll down a little bit. Let's check it out. Zoom in. If she got rolls, I got butter. Y'all ninjas are cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You guys suck. I'm clapping. I don't give a F. Perfect build. Hold up. Perfect build. Where's my... I got a perfect button on here somewhere. Where my perfect button at? Now, lucky I can't find it. But I got one on here somewhere. Anyway, yeah, perfect build. That's what he said. I don't know. Whatever. We'll find it another day. If you like men, just say that. Ain't nothing wrong with Shorty. I've never seen so much D shaming and Diddy allegations. Usually the women do the Diddy allegations, but grown men doing it is a little weird to me. Little weird to me. She not even big, little bro. She perfect, gang. What you mean? That perfect word is getting thrown around crazy today. Here it is.
Perfect.
They said she perfect.
Perfect.
If you don't want her, pulls out the gun. Okay. How did you convince her to film this? She just right. What's the problem? She fine, though. She look good. I don't see any problem, twin. And, ladies, good luck dating these ninjas hitting a fitness goal. Good luck getting a fitness goal dating these ninjas. If she look good enough for you to link with her, what do it matter if she big? Oh, man. Oh, man. The cope is crazy.
Brother, this guy stinks.
I don't see a problem. I'm lost. Got to see it through. I never care. He don't care what she look like. He don't care. He's going to smash. She's fine. Perfect build, but God ain't build him perfect for the perfect build. What?
What?
These are the ladies y'all let convince y'all. I mean, these are the main that let y'all let convince y'all to stay fat, ladies. All right. Yeah. Yeah, again, we're cooked.
Oh, brother. We're
done.
This guy stinks.
We're all done. I got a great video for y'all coming up. This one is amazing. This one is absolutely amazing. Let's look at these comments before I move on to the next video. Because we got to get on the ladies. And the girls just be lying to each other. Ladies, if you want to lose weight, it doesn't matter. If a man's telling you to stay thick, a woman's telling you to stay thick, especially if they're of melanin skin complexion, they're fucking lying to you.
Stop the cap.
You better get in that gym. Hit up C. Marty Fit. You better hit up C. Marty Fit and get fit. And stop getting lit. Stop listening to that bullshit.
Bullshit?
And I'm legit. And you better not quit. All right, I'm done. Oh, man. No IG Steph. He never kick you out. Oh, no, I kicked Steph out before. Steph, how many times I kick you out? I almost kicked Steph out of workout today because she messed up the rep count. If Steph gets kicked out, don't worry. Back to Ben and Rose. See you Friday. Wicked Scorpion for getting things unk status. Hey, listen, Wicked, I'm right there with you. But we done told you that about three times, Wicked. That's fact, Shorty. And at the crib, and she brought eats. She getting the knee up special, bruh. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. You guys are hornballs. Get y'all hornball ass out of here. Take y'all ass back to Benner Road and 8th Street. Go down Benner Road, go on to 8th Street, and you can find a whole bunch of them since you're going to the knee up special on them. Go ahead and do that. No IG stuff. What up? I bet if she were to take off her panties and something. All right, guys. You guys got to relax. He cooks me every show. He cooks me every show. Oh, man. Thanks. Yeah, ION equals I don't know. Absolutely. So apparently black guys are gay for not liking big women. Yes. Hey, Mike. She got the perfect amount of excessive BMI for diabetes.
Perfect.
I know this is a fitness podcast. So what is the obsession with people calling men gay that have standards and can't be manipulated? It's really weird. And not only is it weird, it's disrespectful to the gay community. It's a lot of shit going on that's disrespectful to the gay community. I don't understand because they don't say nothing about it. And then we got stuff that's going on disrespectful to women, and the women are silent about it. Prime example, look what happened at Gold's Gym and Venice, California. I think it was the Venice location. Women are silent on it. That's fucking crazy to me. I'm not going to talk about it on my podcast, but if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. I just don't understand. But I'm going to get the smoke, though, for saying that trainers can't be fat. I get more smoke for saying trainers can't be fat than people who say ignorant shit and do ignorant shit in real life. I'm just saying. Real life phobia is going on, but I'm the bad guy. Am I right? Oops, my bad. I'm bitching right now. I'm just throwing it out there. If I'm being serious, a big joint that is proportionate and still cute in the face is still appealing to men. Just like a man that's well-groomed and tall but has a gut is still appealing to women. I mean, yeah, it depends who it is, man. It depends who it is. You avoid a situation by meeting women when you out and about. I agree. Marty rapping like he on URL like a New York Bama. I was just watching that joint yesterday, bro. Oh, my God. That shit is hilarious. I don't remember every little thing. I don't even remember what I wore yesterday. Oh, brother. Kick me out of workout is crazy. Yeah, you kicked me out. You have kicked me out in the past like three times. Yeah, I'll be kicking Steph out. No IG Steph may not get kicked out, but C Marty gets her on the workouts. Yep. Playback gang, energetic KC. Appreciate you, bro. Some women have gay best friends, but call other men gay as a shaming tactic. Crazy.
We do not care.
Oh, well, let it go. Anyway, we have another woman here. And listen, ladies, we got to stop lying. This woman has some food, and hold on. Damon said, they always call women out, but then when they get called misogynistic or a bunch of other BS, it's crazy. Shit makes no sense, bro. All right, let's check out this video, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Y'all gonna love this one.
Fucking buck at me. This girl play too much, y'all.
Yeah, black community, come on, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You grab the big bag food and you shake your ass. And listen, go have fun. Do your thing. You shake your ass if you want to. You know, I don't have a problem with her shaking her ass. I have a problem with this comment section lying to her. And I mean, listen, I'm not going to stop women from wearing crop tops that don't need to be wearing crop tops. But you're looking crazy. And whole time, look at this comment section gassing you up. And so she's going to continue to do it. Y'all talking about her, but I promise you, it's so many ninjas in her phone. We all love it. Okay, again, ladies, this is not something to brag about. Okay? When dudes see that, one, you don't care about your body, You don't care about how you look. And you walk outside showing ass, you're easy ass. And some dudes are just nasty and they want to do that. The nasty boy is going to tear that up. I got a homeboy that will kill about her. Ladies, I really feel bad for y'all. I really do. She really looked good. She's solid and naturally pretty, not loose and sloppy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, man, they're showing her more love than a fit woman. A fit woman's comment section has way more hate than this. A woman who puts the work in, can actually wear a crop top, can afford to have some, what's the Ruffles chips, and it don't affect her physique, but y'all gonna gas her up. The black community's cooked.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
And then, what is she solid? Can someone tell me the definition of solid? Obese means solid now. We gotta stop lying to our women, bruh. Solid. No. I think NFL players are solid. I think pro wrestlers are solid.
Nope.
Hey, that's fucking solid. NHL, solid. I don't think this is solid. She looks really good. Y'all trying to be funny, but the ninja on love body and these, I don't know what that means. Low tier, what does that mean? Guarantee is stink a little. What the heck, bro? I'll crack. I love the Louisiana culture, the way they talk and all. Love never gave a F. Hold on, don't drive off yet. I'm trying to finish watching. Oh, my God. You can tell what type of women these dudes like by their comments. Yeah, this is crazy, man. People asking, what's her at? Get you a friend that you can laugh with like this. Love the frequency she's on. What frequency is that? Big back frequency.
Big back activity.
Big back frequency. Yes, I would. My big brother will take it down. For the people in the comments, find something else to talk about because I love myself. Oh, is this her? I love myself and I'm very confident in myself. Y'all be the main ones who want to be in a bitch DM but want to body shame. Grammar's awful. Go find love within yourself and stop trying to down others. Oh, man. She said they be in her DM. Oh, man. You bad, but obviously looking for clout because nobody even saying anything negative. No, they're saying that something negative. I love her shape. Nothing hanging. All sloppy, tight skin, and very curvy.
Damn.
What kind of thirsty?
God damn. What?
There's no way.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
There's no... I love her shape. Nothing hanging. All sloppy. Tight skin and very curvy. So there's no stomach hanging out. Okay, the belly literally just jiggled. This is not body shaming.
Belly deli?
Okay, nothing hanging out. Listen, black folks. Black folks. Come on. Do y'all not care about our women? Like, these are our moms, aunties, sisters, cousins, wives, daughters. Do we not care? Shit is crazy. This is insane. Oh, man. Anyway, it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go.
Dom the Monko.
Yeah, man. It's cooked out here, man. It's cooked out here. Let's get in these comments. Because I know y'all got a lot to say. Wow. all Astra can say is wow. I'm glad I already ate before she came into the camera view. Like I said, big joints and ass length braids. So, Seth, are you going knee deep if she comes to your door in spider mode? Because that's what y'all said. Because she built just like the other shorty. Oh, she not light-skinned, though. And she not Latina, though. So, you ain't, oh, y'all ninjas is crazy. You ladies, you see how they do, y'all? Ah, yeah, I just put y'all on blast. What is in the container? It looks like it would negatively affect the digestive tract. Facts. The excitement in her face for that food is hilarious. She talking about what in the not sexy red is going on here? Shaking my head. We're cooked. Brown Baldy, first comment. Take it back to Alabama. Take it back to Alabama, Brown Baldy. That's how them Ben and Roll joints be when they in Miami in front of the Publix. Yo, hey, it's a lot of that build in Miami, too. It's a lot of good builds in Miami. But it's a lot of that build in Miami as well. The lean back on the sofa. Yeah, I had to lean back for that stuff. I had to lean back because that was some bullshit. The bullshit lean back. That's what I'm going to call it. When I got bullshit lean back, some bullshit on the screen. Sexy, I know what you meant, bro. The second that video, this is the second video that done made me lose my appetite before I go to work. My bad, brother. And I don't care.
We do not care.
Spider Mode, did you try any pumpkin spice flavor items? You know, her braids smell bad. Yeah, the comment said, damn, I can't even remember what the comment said, bro. What did the comment say? Oh, my bad, bro. I should have went back. A joint twerking in front of Publix is crazy. And my Dr. Khalid Muhammad voice, these are some sick Negroes. I agree.
Ninjas.
If she eat Ruffles, wear a condom. Hold up. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Hold up. Hold up. What's up with your logic? Why does it take a bag of Ruffles to... Why is a bag of Ruffles the deciding factor? Why is a bag of Russells the deciding factor on that? What is wrong with you? Y'all DC, PG County ninjas are crazy. The belly just jiggled because it did jiggle.
Belly
not hanging out because of that swimsuit. Holding it together like Spider-Man did with that ship. See, Marty, don't make me pull up on you, bro. You know good and well. The first chick was cuter than this chick. Fuck Sexy Red. That's Big Red. I mean, they the same build, bro. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Because, you know, you know, black men hate black women. So I had to ask a question. Anisha Marie here. Hey, y'all. I'm late to the party. You are late to the party, but welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hope you enjoy the show. This is a new kind of, a different kind of show. All right? I hope you enjoy it. The only dudes in Miami that are smashing that are dudes who been locked up. Crazy. But I'm in the room. Appreciate you. Spider, what's going on? Yeah, the Ruffles. That's what I'm saying. Like, how are Ruffles the deciding factor for you to put that on? Crazy. Bethann, what up? Spider-Mo got kicked out of Friday's podcast before it starts. Yeah, that was insane. That was insane. Nah, I don't think there's any relation to the old Marie. I don't think so. That's all the Ben and Roll joints leave out the 7-Eleven with. That's crazy. That, bro. Nah, I feel him on that. Chicks who eat Ruffles also drink cognac. Oh, my God. You guys are fucking crazy. Anyway, man, let's keep this episode going, man. Okay. So we're in this era where, you know, everyone's an online fitness coach, including myself. And everyone has a niche that they pitch to, right? So mine is most of my clientele is black women. I make a lot of content for black men and black women that are professionals, businessmen, right? Retired athletes. Pretty, I know that's a broad niche, but that's pretty much my niche. Some people target moms. Some people target dads. What we're not about to do is sit here and just target lesbians. Now, if you want to target lesbians, I have no issue with that. But don't say a way for a lesbian to build muscle is XYZ, as if you weren't a lesbian. That's not a way for women to build muscle. The formula is the same. Let's check it out. If you think I'm lying, let's check it out. If you think I'm, and we don't discriminate against any sexuality on here, but this right here was fucking crazy. Where's my video? Why can't I find my whip video? Here we go.
Don't tell me you're still doing upright rows, dumbbell shrugs, and Arnold presses.
Bro, that's exactly what I've been saying. If you're a lesbian, like, that's one of the worst ways to gain muscle.
This is the worst way as a lesbian to build muscle.
Exactly. They should be doing a shoulder press, which is demonstrably different than an Arnold press, and then two row variations.
She said this is the worst way for a lesbian to build muscle. Guys, the fitness is cooked. Fitness is cooked. You know, and you know, there's going to be someone out there who probably is very knowledgeable about fitness, and they're going to believe some shit like this. All you got to do is put the information out there, be a little entertaining, put your personality out there, and the people that want to gravitate to you are going to gravitate to you. I think this right here is fucking insane.
That accomplish the exact same thing.
Your training should look like this. Shoulder press, rear delt rows, single dumbbell row.
Couldn't agree more. And my biggest...
So the same training that you would tell a straight woman to do. So you're telling lesbians this is the worst way to build muscle. If you do this, you should do this. But it's also a bad way for straight women to build muscle. And the straight woman should do this as well. This shit makes no fucking sense. The fitness industry is cooked, and I don't associate with a lot of these people. That's why the last back and forth I had last week, I cut it off, I blocked old boy, and I blocked his wife, because I'm not doing that shit no more. I mean, obviously, if someone disrespects me, I'm going to respond. But I just don't have time for these goofy-ass trainers, bro. This shit is goofy. I do not associate with a lot of these motherfuckers.
The issue is that there isn't a lesbian-specific muscle-building program / cheat sheet.
And if you want a lesbian cheat sheet to building muscle, just comment muscle and I'll send it straight over.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
A lesbian cheat sheet? A lesbian cheat sheet? Come on, yeah. Come on, trainers. Come on, trainers. This shit is cooked. Imagine me getting on there. Imagine me getting online like, yeah, if you want a straight man cheat sheet, they would crucify me. They would delete all my accounts. Or yeah, if you want a black man cheat sheet to build muscle.
Nope.
Shit is goofy, man. Be careful who you listen to online. That's why I do what I do. That's why when motherfuckers come in here and tell me I ain't on shit, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, bro. We put the real information out here. None of this fluff shit. Anything, even the body positivity, fat trainers, that shit is bullshit. It's bullshit. It's ridiculous, man. A lesbian specific workout. Make that shit make sense. Just the worst way to build muscle as a lesbian. What are we talking about, man? Ridiculous. Anyway, it is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth and you know I gotta go. Insane. Let's get in these comments, man. Anisha Marie with the eyes. No, we had a situation with somebody named Marie on here, and they're trying to say that it's you. I don't think it's you. So sorry about that. Nothing wrong with having a niche, especially if you've been training the gym pop for years. Oh yeah, you should have a niche. Absolutely. Spider-Man would target that group for other reasons. You guys are crazy. Lesbians are built different. Ronif, what up? SAG, what up? White LGBT be trolling. They do. They really do. Like, bro, listen. I don't have a problem with you doing you. Do your thing, live your life. But I think to just announce it and that becomes your identity is fucking weird. Just be a great coach. Just be a great coach. If you're a great coach, you're going to get clients. If you're a great coach, you're going to have clientele. That shit is goofy. Come on, fitness is fitness. It don't have a sexual binary, really. Insane. I identify as a straight lesbian. Ronith, you just got on here and I'm kicking your ass out. Ronith, go back. Now, don't you got a clinical or something, Ronith? Take that shit back to Florida. You know, in Florida, y'all be tripping. Florida be tripping. Don't you got a clinical or don't you need to study or something? All right, I'm telling your man, hey, look, she ain't studying. She on the podcast talking crazy. They just need to build the right muscles to fight off their girl's ex-boyfriend. What is the qualifications for being a personal trainer these days? Because the bar seems like it's underground. Bro, and this is the issue with personal training. All you have to do is pass a test. If you have a high school degree, you can pass a test. A high school diploma, I'm sorry. You can pass a test. Study information. Look at some flashcards. The test is pretty much all multiple choice, probably 200, 300 questions. Study, pass, you're a trainer. You don't have to have any experience. You don't have to be in shape, nothing. That's why the industry is fucked now. And they're not going to change it because it's an easy money grab. If I could get you to pay $1,000 for a certification and all you got to do is take a multiple choice test, make the test a little difficult. You got to get a 70 to pass. These certifications are banking. They making crazy bread. Let's make a number up. Just make a number up. Let's say ACE or NASM. Let's say they get, you know, let's say they get 500 people who sign up a month, right? 500 new trainers a month, right? 500. So let's say you pay $1,000. That's 500,000. What's 500,000 times 12? What's that? 6 million? You're making 6 million a year. They probably not making that much. But I'm just saying, easy money. Why would I put something in there like a fitness test to make sure the trainer stays in shape or offer a PT test when I could just make easy money? It doesn't even make sense. And then you'll get all these body shaming complaints. Yeah, you guys, your trainers are body shaming. You can't make trainers get in shape. Why even go through the hassle? We got lesbian specified workouts now. Really, are you kidding me? Like, what does it matter your sex? If you get in the gym to get your body, absolutely. SAG said, what up, Mike? Indian Dolly said, that's wild. It is. Only lesbian cheat sheet I know about is when studs try to sneak some meat from these stud buster ass ninjas. Yeah, man. What's Joe Thomas? I forgot where you from, but take that shit back to where you from. Okay? I don't know. What the hell is up with Joe Thomas? Michael Hawkins. No, I won't. Shorty look like Triple H. Shoulder press got pronouns now. Ron, if something is wrong with you.
What?
Yes. I got a baddie cheat sheet. Tampa, take that shit back to Tampa. Because you're going to come in here with some bullshit every day. Take that shit back to Tampa. To be a PT, you just got to make it out the feds and do some burpees. First of all, I only need 60% to pass in med school. Secondly, I count this podcast as research. That's fine. If that's the case, I'm about to join the club. Yeah. And I just work 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Them 12-hour shifts, man. Some lesbians are curious about some sausage. Guys, what are we doing today? What are we doing today, guys? What are we doing? Oh, I ain't know. Hey, Joe, I ain't know you was from Baltimore. I ain't know Joe was from right up the road. Shout out to Joe. I know. Oh, I got a lot of homies in Baltimore. To do. For it is, dummy. I got a whole bunch of people up in Baltimore. The Baltimore Bammers. Oh, you in Florida now. I ain't realized that. Everybody here from Florida. Yeah, I know. I've been arrested so many times. I'll probably have a life by now. Yeah. I might push you to Sunday, Wicked. You might got to skip Friday, and we're going to arrest you till Sunday. Anyway, we got one more video before we get out of here. Apparently, we got trainers. I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got trainers trying to cancel burpees. Is this a white trainer or a black trainer? What do you guys think? Spider mode, don't say it because I showed you already. Is this a white trainer or a black trainer? Y'all let me know. Let's get some more of these comments. I've read that. Joe Thomas laughing. Joe Thomas, what was your GPA in Baltimore? No, Joe Thomas, did you go to Baltimore public schools? Did you go to Baltimore public schools or did you go to private schools? Because the private schools in Baltimore are actually good. They got some great private schools. The public schools in Baltimore?
Nope.
Oh, man. Astros in Tampa? Oh, see? Everybody's in Tampa. I'm so busting in the gut with these comments. This is my first time in the room. Well, Anisha, I'm glad you're liking it here. I wish you would have got here earlier because the show going to be over soon. Batty, batty, shock o'clock. Tampa. That, what? Beat it. A white trainer. Michael, you're right.
Don DeMarco.
3.9. My peoples didn't play about that. All right, bet, bet, bet. Wilding out Wednesday. Low tier, shut up. Private school. Okay, all right, see. I knew he was a smart guy. Yeah, yeah. You got to be skeptical with them. People that went to Baltimore public schools, they a little off. And D.C. public schools and PG County public schools, too. Anyway, let's check out this burpees getting canceled. And we're going to get up out of here after that, man.
Hey, I am canceling the goddamn burpee. First off, if you're doing burpees without a trainer telling you to do a burpees, you're a fucking weirdo. And does no one see how degrading a goddamn burpee is? Like, you want me to put my face on the goddamn ground? The dirty ass...
No, I do burpees all the time. My face never touches the ground.
That's ground where motherfuckers are bringing in anthrax and West Nile. You want me to put my goddamn face in it? Fuck you. I most certainly will not. You jam your wrist into the goddamn ground. You bang your kneecaps into the goddamn ground. You curb or curl your back and then get up. Like, you want me to get on the ground while you hover over me, arms crossed, and say, do more? Motherfucker, what? I'm a hardcore trainer, and I would never tell my fucking client to do a goddamn burpee. Not everything that makes you tired is good to do. Just do... jump squats.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Guys, these trainers just trying to chase clout now, man. I mean, burpees a functional movement. There's a squat involved in there. There's a push-up involved in there. You get the cardio benefits. Listen. If you like burpees, do your fucking burpees. Stop listening to these trainers. Now, I wouldn't do a burpee as in, you know, if I'm training for a sport. You know, that doesn't translate to the sport necessarily. But if you want to make your clients do them, if your trainer makes you do them, there's nothing wrong with burpees. My clients do burpees. Ain't shit wrong with a burpee. One of the most functional movements out there. So do your thing, man. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got it. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, man. Anisha laughing. Burpees can be rough on your joints if you do them every day. Got to know how to program them. You do have to know how to program them, and you got to get a solid warm-up, too. Because, I mean, anything, any type of resistance training can be rough on your joints. So you just got to know how to warm up properly and manage it. I wouldn't do them every day, but if you want to do them every week, a couple times a week, I see no issue. Wait, what about D.C. public schools? You heard me, Steph. If you got to wait for a trainer to tell you to do burpees, you're an idiot. Dude, if you hit all them body parts on burpees, you ain't doing it right. Mm-hmm. All them body parts hitting the ground is why we have form police. Baltimore and DMV public schools are way better than Florida public schools. These motherfuckers down here are stupid. Good people, just not that bright. I actually believe that because Florida's crazy. Can you build stamina with burpees? Absolutely. You can absolutely build stamina with burpees. You can do, even if you just did regular burpees, you could build stamina, but you could do weighted burpees. You could add a shoulder press to it. You could do burpee, come up, do a bent over row with it. You could do a lot of things with the burpees to build stamina and build some endurance. Absolutely. My trainer makes me do burpees when I start turning the session into a therapy session. So I learned to keep the yapping minimal. Ronif, I can see you yapping. Ronif, I know you yapping your training sessions. We being here having a great conversation. Here go Ronif with a dictionary, an essay. As much as we love your expertise and we love your wisdom, Ronif, we ain't asked for all that.
Nope.
So I know you yap in real life. I could tell. But at least your yapping is educated yapping, and you do add something to the conversation. But the other day, Rhonda put one of them essay dictionaries in here. I saw that.
Nope.
Right. Next comment. What you say, Wicked?
Nope.
Nobody reading all that shit.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
It's like, no, I'm just playing, Rhonda. I'm just playing. Daniel Shannon, what up, man? Black people always late.
Ninjas.
Damn, you missed the whole show. You missed the whole show. Them New York ninjas, man. You up there with the... Never mind, let me stop. Y'all New York ninjas always late. Anyway, let me chill on Daniel. Daniel, what up, man? Dictionary and essay and wow. It's wow. It is what it is. My bad, I'll keep the nerdiness minimal. No, Ron, if you good, I want you to be a nerd. I want you to be a nerd. Be a nerd. Type that shit. I'm just messing with you. It's not a problem. I actually do appreciate it because I be on here learning. So type that. Type away. You can yap away. I'm just playing. Aha, I was working. Dang, we know you ain't got no job like Tommy. You got gray on your beard. Hey.
Nope.
We're not going to do that one. No, sir. If you want to show up one time, duties. Duties. Chill, Daniel. I remember one time, I think Toon was on the show, and Daniel said something about them duties ninjas. I said, dang, you got to chill, bro. You got to chill. They're going to be trying to press me out next time they see me, man. You got to chill, bro. Listen, I'm good. I ain't trying to be a no-trainer beef. And them ninjas, we got into it before already once. It wasn't serious, but I had to say something to him about something. I don't need no problems. That's it. You know what I mean? I don't want problems with people, man. People already don't like me. I can't tell that story. Maybe one day. I can't tell that story, though. That shit was crazy. That shit was wild. They good dudes, though. But anyway, man. Another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all, man. That episode was fire. Y'all funny as hell, bro. Y'all are funny. This is a funny-ass podcast. Anyway, you had beef with Broly and Bram. I wouldn't say beef, but we had a conversation before. And they stopped fucking with me after that. It wasn't even a hostile conversation. I just say, yo, hey, look, yada, 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 yada. I had a concern. And I just went to them, you know, like a man. I was real respectful. And they ain't fucking me after that. I still got, if I see them, I say what's up. They might not say what's up to me. See you next week. I actually have an exam next Thursday, so I have to study. Going to miss y'all. All right, Rhonda. Well, we will see you when you see you. We appreciate you, Rhonda. We love you, Rhonda. Notice he skipped over my comment. Appreciate the assist, Daniel Shannon. What'd you say? Which comment? I skipped over Seth. Seth, I don't see a comment I skipped over from you, brother. I don't see that, bro. Hit the damn like button. See you Friday morning at the gym. That's a bet. Hit the like button. Thank you, Rhonda. Seems like drama for no reason. Exactly. Drama for no reason. Gym beef is fucking corny. I know I've responded to people and shit, but I don't want to be in gym beef. I want to actually add some value to people who I consider family, my fitness family. So that's just me. Anyway, man, like I said, another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Appreciate y'all, man. We'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Where you're watching right now, subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Less Brunches, More Crunches .com for the gear, or you can buy the gear directly from the YouTube on all the videos, man. Shout out to the new subscribers. We got a lot of new subscribers on the channel, man. Shout out to them. You say calisthenics, Calisthenics ninjas love them some burpees right before they turn off the camera and shoot up. Yo, all right, look. Damn it, Seth. I don't know where that comment is because I did not see it. Anyway, Seth, that comment didn't go through. But anyway, what I will say is you got to think calisthenics. And how are these ninjas this buff with calisthenics?
We do not care.
Some might be natural, but all of them ain't natural. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying who, but all of them ain't natural. But I'm with you, Seth. The chat on Friday going to be light with all the arrests and kickouts. Facts. Anyway, man. Seth, wow. You know the motto, man. If I'm just saying, bro. And then it be the dudes that's shooting up all types of TRT, Anavar, gear, talking shit. Talking about, you're not as big as me. I'm not. What the fuck? I'm not. Yeah, I'm natural. I'm not going to look like you, nor do I want to look like you. So that's not a flex. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Oh, y'all going in. It's in the Shilajit. Makes you big. Joe Thomas, take that shit back to Baltimore and then take that shit back down to Florida. You're out of here, buddy. Tell these ninjas. I mean, listen. I don't know for sure. I could be wrong, but I'll be in the chat holding it down. Ninja and Gin Pop. Daniel Shannon. I wouldn't want to look like Ronnie Coleman. Shilajit, is that the street name for Trent? No, Shilajit. Look it up. Cause now y'all put me at risk of, yeah, look it up. I didn't say it. Me and C. Marty do love them women on the TRT and CIRMS. You better take that shit back to New York. Y'all, everybody's wilding today. I don't respect that if you shooting up and say you're natural. Yeah, it's a lot of, you'll be surprised how many people doing it. Anyway, man, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, man. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And listen, I got a lot more content on the way. And we're going to keep this thing going, man. So appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.